Hello?
Hi, Kendra. This is Shira. I'm calling you about Liliana.
Oh, hi. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I just wanted to follow up with you in regards to Liliana, where we were holding with the whole program. How's she doing? Do you think she's able to go on the phone now to schedule an assessment?
Yeah, it was just kind of a tough weekend, so we'll see.
We'll see. Is now a good time?
To go on the phone with you.
Yeah, with her.
I guess it depends. What kind of things would you?
So what we would have to do is call into the broker and schedule to have them come down and give her an assessment. This will see if she's medically approved. They want to see where she's up to medically. And then all the other stuff, like, we can deal with together. I know that the doctors that I had scheduled to reach out to fill out a form have not been successful in reaching you.
Oh, was that all it was to fill out a form? I thought they were going to speak with her.
No, I put your name down so they can speak to you about filling out the papers for them.
Oh, okay. Okay. And
But
what
they
will
weren't
it
able to
come
reach
from?
you.
What will it come from? So just so I
It's a
know
New
when.
York Brooklyn call.
Okay. All right. And you don't know the number, do you?
I have a number. I'm not sure if it'll be from this number, though, but the number I
Okay.
have is.
So they probably didn't answer thinking that it was I didn't
Yeah.
recognize the number.
Kendra, would it be beneficial or useful if I spoke to Liliana with you on the phone?
I'm not sure. What's holding it up is that
I'm sorry, you cut off. What's holding it up is
oh,
what?
can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. What's holding it up is when someone says something about her needing help or her having some sort of disability, it just sets her off. So it was not a good weekend to speak with her about it. I could try today.
I could, if you'd like, we could approach it from a different angle, whereas you can use mean to say you could say that, you could tell her, Liliana, I'm helping you out. And there's a program that allows me to get paid for being with you and helping you out, and it's for me. But they just want to, you could approach it from
Right.
that kind of angle, like the Social
Okay.
Security.
Now, who did I speak with on Friday or Thursday?
That
Was
was
that
me.
you?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay. So that would be okay. But what you were giving me the advice of is so that not to bring that up with the broker though, that has anything to do with me, right?
Mean to say you're going to be her caregiver, right? But it's like you don't need to tell, it's like you don't need to tell the broker that you're going to be the caregiver because it has nothing to do with them. They don't need to know that information.
Okay.
And it's like telling weird analogy, but it's super weird analogy, but it's like someone at the grocery what you're eating for dinner. It's like it has nothing. They're just helping you get checked out,
Okay.
they're not even like it doesn't even pertain to them.
Okay. So you would speak with her, and then what the next step would be
So
that the.
I would have we would call into the broker and schedule that assessment.
Okay.
I don't know, is there
And
any trigger word that like can that she doesn't like to hear, like that you could tell me would be bad for her to hear?
I don't really know. I just think talking to people is just
A lot.
All right, let me send her a text right now. And then and let me see if she responds, and then should I call you back at this number?
Yeah, you can call me back at this
Okay.
number. Yeah. Or you could text me and let me know.
Oh, okay. That's right. I do have that. Yeah, texting usually works better because there's no misreading of facial cues, which she has a trouble with, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Understood.
Okay. All right. All right. Let me text her and then I'll get back to you.
Awesome.
Okay. Thank you.
My pleasure.
All right. Bye.